Some 3.5 weeks before he was slated to don the sponge bag trousers and gardenia for buttonhole and walk up the aisle with Madeline Bassett, it had suddenly occurred to Gussie Finknottle that he would be expected to make a speech at the wedding breakfast. A hypersensitive goop, this Augustus, he had shrunk like a department store vest from the prospect until Jeeves, pointing out to him that this disinclination to speak was due to his fear of Sir Watkin Bassett and his chum, Roderick Spode, had recommended him to overcome his timidity by cultivating a lofty contempt for the pair of them. This Gussie had done by inscribing a series of defamatory critiques of the two Gumboils in a small, brown, leather-covered notebook. And then shortly before my own arrival at Totley Towers, Sir Watkin Bassett's country retreat, fathead that he was, he had gone and lost the damn thing. It had subsequently come into the possession of Stephanie Bing, old Bassett's niece, who, with a toughness a restaurant steak would have envied, was now using it as a bargaining weapon in order to further her own wedding plans. She would hand the book over to her uncle, thus torpedoing the Finknottle-Bassett nuptials for good, she told me, unless I was prepared to help sweeten the old boy to the idea of her marrying the Reverend Harold Stinker Pinker, the local curate. And I had scarcely bunged the presidential veto on her first scheme for doing this, viz., stealing the old buster's silver cow creamer, when Jeeves came up with an alternative. Jeeves, you don't mean you found a formula?
I think the ruse I am about to suggest will dispose Sir Watkin towards ratifying Miss Bing and Mr. Pinker's engagement. Yes, sir?
Well, you certainly are the most wonderful woolly bar lamb that ever stepped, Jeeves.
Thank you, yes. I have approached the matter, sir, from the psychological angle.
Oh, psychological?
Yes, sir. The idea I have in mind is to endeavour to take advantage of his attitude towards yourself. Sir Watkin does not like you, sir.
I don't like him.
No, sir. But the important thing is that he has conceived a strong distaste for you, and would consequently sustain a severe shock were you to inform him that you and Miss Bing were betrothed and were anxious to be united in matrimony.
What? Ooh, that's better. Ah, you mean that, Jeeves? You really mean that the beak who inflicted that monstrous sentence is related by ties of blood to Madeline Bassett?
Yes, sir.
Great Scott! Poor old Gussie! Fancy drawing that man of wrath as his father-in-law. A hard case, that Bassett, eh, Jeeves?
Possibly Sir Watkin is less formidable in private life, sir.
I doubt it. Slice him where you like. A hellhound is always a hellhound. But tell me, Jeeves, if the old buster's a London magistrate, how comes he spends all his time at Totley in the World Gloss?
The matter is susceptible of a ready explanation, sir. Sir Watkin, though now a justice of the peace, has retired from his London police court.